Why are you not asleep yet? You and I both had a very long day. You should be asleep. Are you okay? What's going on? What are you thinking about? Just turn your way. What are you thinking about? I get that. I feel the same way. I never thought that I could be this happy. I didn't think that someone like you existed. What do I mean? Well, I guess I mean that I used to be in a place where I couldn't even wrap my head around something like this, let alone think that it could ever happen to me. How do I explain it? Well, when I was 19, I met someone who was not nice to me at all. He was 27. He was older, obviously. I was a kid. Well, 19, but in my opinion, 19-year-olds are still kids. We think we know so much when we're 18, 19, 20, and the truth is we don't know shit. We don't know a fucking thing. We think we do, but we don't. I think with my brain now, having lived life up to this point, late 20s, I realize I didn't know a fucking thing, but we sure like to think we do, don't we? Well, anyways, exactly, our brains aren't even developed yet, but we as 19-year-olds don't know that. We think we know everything. So, this guy, he was fucking evil. I'm not gonna go into details because it's not important. That doesn't matter anymore. Well, it does matter. It happened. It took me a long time to pick it apart and learn from it. But the details don't help anyone. Yeah, we can talk about it more someday, but I don't want that to be the point of what I'm trying to say. That's not the point. point is that this guy, who is awful, he did horrible things to me mentally, emotionally, physically, sexually, everything you could think of, he fucked it up. And I used to be so scared that this would always be my situation, you know? I'd always be with this guy. And he would always treat me like this, and I was afraid I'd never be able to leave him behind. But it took me a while, but I picked up some, I'm still picking up the pieces. For the most part, I think I'm okay. But when I was there, it wasn't okay, and I would just cry myself to sleep every single night. And I'd wonder, when would I be strong enough to leave this fucking guy? When would I be strong enough, and was there somebody out there for me that would take me like this? And it bothered me because he made me think no one but him would ever want anything to do with me. He would say shit like, he would say shit like, it's not important. Well, I guess it kind of is. He would say shit like, I'm sorry, it's a little hard to talk about. But you hold my hand so that I know you're still here. Thank you. Thank you. I like kissing. Sometimes I don't think it's real. But anyway, he would say that nobody would ever want me like this, and that other people were gonna use me, but he truly loved me. And he was gonna tell me the truth about myself because he loved me. But I thought that's what love was for such a long time. People that just want to tear you down and break you down. And only give you crumbs, build you back up just to tear you the fuck down again. And I never thought that there'd be anyone for me that wasn't like that. And then here you are. I avoided people would never put myself out there because I was terrified of it happening again to me. I didn't believe that anyone could ever love me for everything that I am. So I just dealt with it by not putting myself out there, nothing. Closing myself off. And yet you still found me. I'm sorry. Oh, don't do that. Now your hands are all wet. And my salty tears. I never could have imagined that I'd be laid up here with you, telling you about this, telling someone about this who would wipe away my tears and take my hand instead of scoff at me. And when I saw you, I swear to shit, first time I saw you, I knew exactly who you were. I just felt it. I swear. I just felt it. I can't explain. It's like I'd always known you. It's like I immediately knew who you were. This is my person. Here he is. The first thought that popped in my head when we met. Literally, the first thing that popped up in my head was, this is him. I've been waiting for you since the day I was born. And when I met you, I felt like it was the first day of my fucking life. I felt relieved. I can't explain to you how I knew. But it's like this wave of relief just washed over my body. I felt my thoughts just stop because I knew that you were finally here. Then when you take my hands and you wipe away my tears, sometimes I still like pinch myself or like just smack myself in the face a couple times and just make sure I'm awake and that you're real. I would have dreams where I felt this feeling, this just intense warm love. Like I was radiating it, but I was also receiving it. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but I don't know if you've had them too. But in my dreams, I would feel it. I would feel so loved. And was also loving in return at the same time. It was so warm. And happy and safe and just... And I would wake up in the morning and I would feel empty because it was gone. And the moment I saw you and I heard your voice, it was there. In real life, plain as fucking day, I was awake. I was not asleep. There it was, a familiar feeling that I've only felt in dreams. Just true, unfiltered, raw, just love. And I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad you're here with me. I've been waiting for you since the day I was born, and I'd been looking for you in the wrong people. But I should have known all along that I would just know when I met you, like I did. I just knew. And I know it's real because I feel it every single day, and I'm not in a dream anymore. Just warm, unconditional love. I know it's not a dream. Because I'm here. You're so patient with me. I've never had that. Sometimes I don't understand things. But instead of make fun of me or scoff at me or say something mean, you just find another way to explain it until I get it. But I've never had anyone do that for me. I've never had anyone truly on my side. I'm so glad you're here. Now your hands are all wet. I know you don't mind. Now that you know that, will you go to sleep? No, I don't want you to sleep. I mean, I do want you to sleep because I don't want you to be struggling tomorrow morning, but I don't want you to sleep because I might miss a moment with you.
I know, that was cheesy as shit, but that's alright. I've been waiting for you all my life, and I knew that when you got here, I could say cheesy shit like this, and that you would laugh just like that. And not roll your eyes at me, or say something condescending. I feel like sleep just takes away from barking and planes flying overhead and wind just right on cue. Wind, planes, dogs, and yet I didn't even notice them. Because I get so fucking wrapped up in you. I can't believe you're real some days. And believe me, I'm thankful every day that you are. Down at my left hand, and there's a fucking ring on it. And I gotta slap myself a little bit some days. No, I mean it. I mean it. Look at that. It's my ring. No, I don't sleep with it on. I don't wanna ruin it. But I hadn't fallen asleep yet. I was just trying to be quiet because I thought you were asleep. But it is hard for me to take off at the end of the day. Why what? Why is it hard for me to take off at the end of the day? Oh. I feel like I might forget that it was real. If I wake up and it's not there, or I don't know. I don't know how to explain it without sounding silly and delirious. I don't know. I have a hard time taking it off because it's beautiful. And I honestly never thought that I'd have one. But also because I'm just afraid that it won't be real if it's not there. Or like, I don't know, it feels like someone might take it from me, or like I made it all up in my head. I don't know. That sounds so stupid. I can't explain. But I hope that makes a little bit of sense. And you give the best hugs. It's like I fit perfectly in you right here. Yes, don't let me go. I want to sleep like this every night. I don't care if you're hot. I do notice sometimes when I wake up at night that I'll be touching you in some way, shape, or form. I'll have my arm extended out and just like have one fingertip on you, or I just have my, I don't know, I just, I'll have like my arm, like, you know, I lay flat on my back. Oh, the roosters are awake. Sorry, I was saying I lay flat on my back, so it's the only way I can sleep, as you know, and you kind of twist and turn all over the place. Like, sometimes I'll wake up and I'll notice that, like, my arm is just next to you. Getting the roosters are telling us to go the fuck to sleep. I don't want to either, but we should. Oh, I was saying that I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I'll have like my arm against you, or in the back of my hand touching your skin. Like, something of me is always touching you when I wake up. Sometimes I'll wake up and you're doing the same to me. No. Unless, like, I die, but that's not happening anytime soon. Don't be upset at me. Why would I say that? It's 3:30 in the morning. I worked a 12-hour shift, and I work another one in 3.5 hours. I'm very delirious. So at this point, I'm probably just saying shit without having any idea what I'm actually saying. Perfect. Mm-hmm.
I love you most. Well, now that the roosters are up, let's go to sleep. Putting my hand on your chest.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I just try not to do that because then I'll end up just like cuddling you or something, and I don't want you to get hot. You're right, I am the one that runs hot. I always thought you get hotter quicker, but I don't know why I thought that. Especially since you're saying that you like it, then I'm always snuggled up or on you or touching you. I don't want to stop kissing you either. Because I can kiss you whenever I want. And I don't want anyone to tell me when I can and can't kiss you. I'm falling asleep a little bit. Or no more. Good night, Angel. Good night. Thank you for finding me. I know, but I
Good night one more time.
Good night. I am falling asleep in between good nights, but good night. Good night. I love you most.